Johnny Wrestling or Johnny Takeover, as my shirt says. And listen, I want you to listen. Like, we're in a ball right now. It's crazy. It's loud. It's hectic. We're in New York City. But I want you to listen to No Holds Barred Network.
Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the No Holds Barred Network with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host as always, the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies. And today I feel like it's very, very special because we have like a whole panel going on over here. What is going on? I have the GoPro wrestling team part of it. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So we got
hello
Frank, we got Darren, we got Michael. What is going on?
You know, just hanging out on my cell phone.
Having technical issues? I think you might have broke my stream. Let me see. Am I having problems on the stream? All right, no, we're good. All right, cool beans. So only technical difficulties always happen. So, but anyway.
We're used to those, don't worry.
It's going to be that kind of episode today, I feel like. So. Okay. But I'm really excited. I'm really excited to hang out with all of you guys. Frank's been on the All Elite podcast with me and Kyle. So has Darren. Darren does all our music for the No Holds Barred Network. So those returning. And Michael,
oh,
we're popping Michael's cherry today on the No Holds Barred Network.
You are. It's time. My second podcast live.
I know. I love it. Thank you. So we're live, guys. Please share the stream, like, do all that fun stuff. Let's get some people in the chat. If you got questions, drop them in the chat, and I'm sure these guys over here will be glad to answer all your questions if you have any questions. If not, we're just gonna shoot the shit today. I feel like it's gonna be one of those kind of episodes, so I'm really really excited. So for you guys who don't know, this is very like important because this is like behind the scenes. I love it. So like behind the scenes for a lot of the indies around here. So also like AW Starcast, we saw you guys and a lot of great things. So you guys are very important. So can I just say like thank you for everything you guys do for us? It's so important into like independent wrestling as well. So thank you guys so much.
Thank
like
you.
I know you guys work hard. Like very hard. I see it. I mean, I see all you guys all over the place. Synergy, ICW, forget it. Like, I just see you guys
Keep going. Keep going.
What's that? Well, list. I can't say WrestlePro because I haven't been to WrestlePro yet.
You need to get there.
I will. I'm going Saturday, actually. Are you guys going to be there Saturday?
Saturday.
Is it Saturday?
What the hell is Saturday?
Magic. Oh my goodness. See? There's so like, many.
Another show on Saturday?
Yes, Magic. Magic's another one. I'll be there.
Is that your first time?
That's my first time. It's been on the bucket list. 2020 was supposed to be the year that I was going to go explore other promotions. And with the pandemic, that didn't allow. So, but. I'm excited for that one.
First time in the Magic Kingdom.
Yes. So you guys are going to be there, right?
Yes, we're always thinking about it.
You're thinking about it?
Yes. Yes, of course.
I love it.
Magic is it's like a second home for us. Of course we'd be there.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, definitely. I love the building. I've been there plenty. Between ICW, I've been there. Where else? Violence and Suffering. Was it Violence? Yeah, Violence and Suffering. I was there. I think that's it that I've been in the building, like, for other promotions. Ridgefield? Which one?
Ridgefield Park, you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been there for ECPW?
No. See, there's, like, a list of places. Well, damn. All right, I'm going to just see myself out right now.
Go
Good for you.
Nah, it's great. But even like GCW, which you guys had just did Fight Forever. I don't know. Can we like talk a little bit about this? Because how did you guys do this for 24 hours?
We're still trying to figure that out.
I'm still kind of tired.
Literally, majority of us were up since the day before Friday at like 8 a.m. and then we just went straight. I mean, I was there for about 39 hours. I was up straight. Frank was probably like 38 and like 40 minutes. So he took a 20-minute nap briefly, but I mean,
it was 20 majority... minutes. It was like 5 minutes. Like one I mean, match. Yeah. All
right. You were like hanging off the couch, like, and people were trying to walk by you. It was funny.
Yeah, whatever.
But I mean, yeah, I don't know how we did it. We're honestly, you know, it was crazy to say the least.
And no energy drinks there.
How rude. Right?
No, that should I had to be until 3 o'clock the next day for a Mountain Dew.
I feel like you're gonna have to start demanding that stuff like when you go to shows. Like I expect some energy drinks and you know, whatever.
We need a sponsorship at some point.
Yes. I'm all for this. Like you're gonna have to do like the Jeff Cannonball, like how he got sponsored with, you know, all the drinks. Oh. Like you guys are gonna have to like some energy drinks at these shows. So
that would be fantastic.
Come on, guys. Sponsorship for these guys. I'm all for this right now.
We should just do soda reviews, but everyone is just Diet Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew.
That's all it will be. Yeah.
That's all you need, right? That's all you need. So, but that was a pretty like exciting experience, like for you guys to like work a 24-hour shows. Like, you know, like talk a little bit about that. Like what it meant. It was cool for me, like sitting home and watching it. And, like I know you guys, so I'm like, I see Darren, I see Frank, like I see you guys. Like so, I mean, again, everybody's experience must be a little bit different. So, if you guys want to talk a little bit about
Mike's got the hardest experience.
Yeah,
I mean it was. It was challenging, I guess is the right word to say. I mean, we found out at the New Year's GCW show, actually, maybe it was like a day before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We were told like, hey, there, you know, we're gonna run a 24-hour show. And I remember sending it to Frank and O'Neill, and like literally it was like the first question was, how the hell do we do that?
Right.
How are we gonna do this? Like it's just 24 hours. What do you mean? Like, is there multiple crews? Is it just you guys? Like, how are we doing this? And then, you know, it's kind of one of those things where we're like, yeah, we'll see what happens. And then they announced it over New Year's, and the rest of the team was like, wait, what? How are we doing this? And none of us had a clue really how to do it, to be honest. And we weren't sure if the cameras would go 24 hours, if the computers would last, like, how would we do it? Because normally we're a wireless system.
Right.
So, you know, we couldn't do that with GCW because we need 6,000 batteries or more.
Oh my God.
And it's pretty impossible. So, I mean, you know, and then over the weeks, just working with Brett and his partner, Mike, and creating, you know, figuring out how we're going to actually do it and building the whole the show on the computer so that, you know, all the ads, because there was, you know, dozens of ads and graphics and wrestlers and all these companies coming together, sending us videos and just putting the whole show together.
And Solo Darling. Don't forget Solo Darling. Right?
Solo Darling, who had the best ad, because she's awesome.
She did.
And it was so catchy, and it just, it made you be like, oh, this is great. I got to subscribe to her OnlyFans. And it's nothing like on a way like you're thinking, but like it was just so like it was a great put together ad. Whoever made it for her or she did it, awesome editing job because you killed it.
And Terry Funk.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
Forever.
This is literally the greatest mid-show,
by the way.
Commercial.
Yeah, mid-show. It was like one of the guys, Mike, who's a producer, that he runs up and he's next to me. And he's like, yo. We got to loop forever. loop it. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And then we just did it at the show. And that's when High Spots tweeted out the whole, we'll pull our ad if we get to like 56,000 or something.
I was going
to
bring that up.
50,000.
They reached that goal in like half an hour after that. People were like, yeah, let's get rid of this.
Yeah. But, you know, it was, again, it was challenging. The day of the show, obviously, everybody knows there was some hiccups.
Yeah.
The first couple hours. Not couple hours. First,
like, first hour. Or so, yeah.
Yeah. We, you know, we knew what was happening. And, you know, we said it to Rob on his podcast. Some people were very brutal and in their words and attacking us, but we knew what was going on. If you've seen us behind the stage, you could imagine we were freaking out as well. We're running around, pulling wires, switching wires, trying to get everything figured out, and then the power blew.
Yeah.
And we lost one computer. Literally, the computer, just with all the whole weeks of setup, was wiped out. And
I'm sure if you were listening to the live stream, you could have heard Mike talk about how he worked for that for 3 days.
Who was it that said that they were going to go pee?
That was Mike, the other guy working with me. He's like, I'm going to go pee now. After we got it figured out, but like.
I go on Twitter right after all that like craziness and people are like, yeah, we can hear everything you guys are saying. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I know. No. I slid in your DMs. I was like, Frank, we could hear everything.
And then he was like, yo, they can hear everything. And I was like, yo, thank God we're not like fucking like weird motherfuckers who just say crazy things. Like, it was like, oh, it's okay, guys. We're going to get this back together and it's going to be fine. Let's stay positive and it's going to be okay. And everyone's like, oh my God, they're so wholesome. And I was like, yeah, thank God we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once the positive tweets started coming, like, oh, they're working together. They're so, you know, keeping each other's back going. Yeah. The guy from Botchamania like posted it, like, you know, the best part is them being positive with each other. I was like, we got this. We're good.
Dream and come then, true. I've always wanted to be on Botchamania. Yeah.
We finally made it. It wasn't even at our show. It was at another show, but
it's crazy. Like, yeah, watching that. Yeah. Knowing.
It was a wild.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we got it. No, it was a wild start that we weren't expecting. And, you know, it was like the Frank said, it's the first time in 3 years that something on this scale, you know, goes wrong. And it's the first time in 3 years of live streaming.
We literally had the power go out before and still kept our stream before.
Wow.
So, yeah. Like, that was the first time ever.
Damn.
There's nothing we could do about it. I mean, the whole building just went do-do-do-do.
It was like, I was driving me crazy, like, knowing you guys, like, personally. And then I'm like, God, I was like, to see all those, like, hate on social, it was driving me nuts. And I was like, I know how you guys are. And, you know, it's just.
I think at this point, we're kind of like, we don't even, like, bother caring really that much about, like, the hate tweets. Because it's like, now we've worked for GCW. And now, like, we're doing these videos for, like, AEW people, like, the Acclaimed. And, like, there's going to be hate tweets. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Like,
cool. There's a lot more positive ones than there are hate ones.
Oh yeah,
so, like,
I'm sure.
I mean, we know what was going on. Like, a lot of people don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They just assume that they know, you know, like, oh, you see comments like, oh, fix the audio delay. Like, dumbass, I know that. I did it fucking, you know, it's the first thing I did. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
It wasn't that. It was an issue with, you know, with converters and converting the feed to multiple sites going to Fight and YouTube, two different encoding processes, and it was just not jiving. So
yeah,
you know, needless to say, whatever, we got it fixed and the rest of the show was awesome. But you know,
it
from four
like 22 and a half hour straight of no problems. All right.
Yeah. No,
you know, it was like there was that hump where we were getting really tired and we all got through it. Like, that's, what was it, like 4 a.m. to like 7, 8, 9 a.m.? We're like,
Darren made it right through it. Like, no problems for Darren. Darren looked like he had slept for like 6 solid hours, man. He was doing
good. Yeah, it was great. I don't know how he did it. He just stayed up the whole, you know, and he was just up and he's awesome.
Darren, what's your secret?
It's like he had a hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like he got to sleep or something.
No, well, I almost got thrown on the bus by Connor because I did like the first like 4 hours and then I'm like, the deathmatch portion was coming and Connor says, you know, he loves doing death matches. So he did 2 matches and then wanted to get out. And I was like, no, I'm going to bed. So I went to a hotel nearby, like 4 minutes from there, slept for like 5-6 hours, and then I came back at like 8:30. So Dream. And then I filmed straight through.
Wow.
So
I got hit by a flaming glove during yes! the best matches. So, you know, yeah. Best time. We had some crazy attacks. Stuff happen to us.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
how that it was like you that was like going through all that, and I was like, it's so funny, like I said, for me who just started off like as a fan and to, you know, go to a lot of these shows now and be able to be like backstage and interact with a lot of you guys and then be like, oh, I know that guy. So like to see it.
There was two like three accidents that happened to cameraman during that weekend. Mm-hmm. I got hit with a flaming glove. Connor got a Death Valley driver off the stage by Matthew Justice. Thank you. And third, Xander, Ray's lighting, best lighting guy
yes.
in the business. He just avoided getting destroyed by Effie on the staircase.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
I think like Effie yeah. was like yeah, no I'm room pro.
On that staircase, by the way. So the yeah. fact that he didn't get hit was all Effie. Like, what an athlete.
I feel like those are always yeah. like the special moments too. Like that was great.
Those were like ones we remember.
Yeah, those are the
yeah,
great.
Darren had stayed and not gone to his nice hotel room and his comfy bed. He would have got the DVD right into him. He would have got would have been tackled off stage, Darren. But you survived.
I woke up the next day with glass in my feet. So.
Oh my yes. goodness.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, thanks, I thought for sure I was gonna get rocked by like Joey Janela or like Leah Rush. During their matches, but it didn't happen, thank God. And plus, like with the cameras, usually we're wireless, like Mike said before, but we were wired. And then like the first match, are setting up all these doors right next to me. I'm like, oh, my wire is caught, like I'm screwed, and nothing happened, thank God.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I remember all the headset. He's like, I'm tangled. Yeah. Get the wires out. Can someone get them out? I'm like, there's nobody here.
Oh man. April's in the chat. Yeah, she wants to know what's some of your favorite matches from that show.
Charles Mason.
Yes.
Killed it.
Yeah.
I think he
Charles Mason's the man.
He is.
He's a star in the making.
Yeah.
And he scares his videos that he puts out, you know, I've seen him post the guy who does it, and I mean the credit to those guys behind the scenes who help him make those videos.
Oh, Hodge.
You know, you know, we do a lot of stuff like that, so we know the work that goes into it, and those videos come out awesome.
I respect that guy hasn't reported him to the police yet. Like, respect.
Right. He killed somebody, or, you know.
Like, I'm super poor, so, like, I could be next. I don't know. I'm fucking freaking out now.
He's
watch my back.
He's still Muff Cabbage, okay? Like...
I love that. I love that like Synergy is such a big brand, and like I'm sure like people like around the country know about this Muff Cabbage thing. All because you started.
April started that whole thing in the one of the Synergy shows, the one that was outdoors. So which one was that? The one in the summer. Oh my god! And then like he just
Heat Seekers, yeah.
Yeah, Heat Seekers. He just like came up to us and. You know, he started going at me in April, and then he just started going at April, and then Muff Cabbage just came out of her mouth, and we just ran with it. It's and Muff. He gets, like, so mad when we do it, so we do it even more. So it's like... But he is. He's a star in the making. He totally is. So,
yeah, absolutely is. The other match I thought that was awesome, and not only because, you know, the two guys, but Jordan Oliver and Depp in that Iron Man match. 2 hours in that building.
Energy.
Wild. And, you know, the good thing about that was, because it was 2 hours, you know, I got to stand up and walk around because I didn't have to plug in commercials or graphics. These guys just went. But as far as the match goes, I mean, those guys killed it.
I think
it.
Darren was editing that whole 2 hours, right?
Yeah. Yes. Darren
took
care of it.
Darren.
That I did the real girl, Alley Cat's Hour.
Yeah.
Real hot girl
shit. Real shit. Yeah.
That's it.
So great.
Her and Willow killed it block. As well, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Lady Frost match. Lady Frost and.
I know. I'm so mad that she's. She's
blanking out.
Hurt now.
Oh, and Molly. Molly.
McCoy.
Wow. Wow. I still got to go back and watch, like, some of the things that, like, I missed because I was like, damn, I fell asleep on the couch. Like, there was only, like, a couple hours.
There were some great matches overnight.
Yeah. I stayed up because I definitely wanted to watch Mason's match with Broadway. And then, like, I was up. I was going to go to bed after that, and I wanted to get up early to watch BLP. So I got to go back and watch BLP. What's it called? And what was the other one? No Peace. I wanted to watch
also.
I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go watch that. Yeah, I know. I gotta go back and watch it.
The End versus Oreo Speedwagon.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, I mean, like, of course, I tried to, like, stay up as much as I could, and then I was, like, wired for a bit, so I was staying up for a bit, and then I just passed out on the couch, and then I woke up, and I'm like, ah! I was just like, no! Like, I woke up too late!
I eventually have to, like, go back and watch it, too, because I was up for it, but I don't remember things.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get no sleep.
Because, you know, like, we're so occupied with so much happening.
I'm sure,
you know, making sure something's happening. So we don't always get to watch every match in its entirety, but you know, I mean, like, even at any show, this is just at any show,
of
you know, like, and then we'll go back and I'll look at, like, Twitter and I'll see clips and I'll be like, oh man, you got a good angle on that or something like that. Or, oh, like, that looked cool. Why did I not see that live or something, you know? And it's crazy to think about, but 24 hours was, it's actually 24 and a half, right, Frank? I think almost 25.
Yeah, it was more than, yeah, like, definitely. So
we're
like
close to 25.
So are we going for like 48 hours next? Like,
don't put that out. There.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's out there. I've heard it numerous times.
There could be crazier things. I don't even know.
You're gonna need like a bigger team. You're definitely gonna need a bigger team for that.
I mean, listen, like, Xander came and helped us from Ray's Lighting, and Xander did an awesome job. He helped us with filming. He was helping with the editing, and, you know, Xander's going to be, you know, if he stays on the right path, he's going to be.
He's great. Like,
you know, he could be a movie. He could be doing lighting for movies, Broadway plays, like anything.
Yeah,
the kid wants
and
to
he's
do.
Only 16, which is crazy to me. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I made sure that I put him in one of the videos of my Indie Talks episodes at one of the shows that I came to at Synergy. And me personally, like, I feel like everybody's so important to, like, independent wrestling. So I, like, try to give, like, a little bit of everything. So, again, you know, it's not just the wrestlers, it's promoters, it's you guys, you know. And even with Xander, like, so I remember being at Synergy, and I remember Colin telling me, he's only 16 years. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what is going to happen years from now? So shout out to you.
You know what's terrible, Tiffany?
What?
You want to hear something absolutely terrible that makes me feel, like, ancient, right?
What?
So Xander is 16 years old, and his math teacher is my best friend from high school.
Oh my goodness.
Do you understand how terrible that makes me feel? Like, I haven't felt old yet because I just hit 30, but, like, damn.
Oh man, to be 30 again, I would love it. Could I, like, go back a little bit? I need to go back a couple of years. Like, I'm pushing that 40, which, like, freaking me out. Jesus, God. So now I feel old, but it was funny because he put out a fan tweet, Xander. He goes, "Can I have my paycheck?" So
hey, listen, GCW knows who Ray's Lighting is. All right,
it's great for him. The opportunity.
Stuff's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. The opportunity.
A lot of companies do.
Yeah,
he deserves it. I mean, like, you know, we. I'm not taking credit for it, or we won't, but, like, he worked our show, and, you know, he made it look like this $1 million. Like, we spent millions of dollars to, like, set up that entranceway and ring lighting. And he lit this massive building up perfectly.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he's working everywhere. And I told him that day, I was like, I'll do anything I can to get you, you know, work or help you. I'll tell anybody, you know, how good you are, because, you know, you deserve it.
Yeah.
You know, and he's killing it, and I wish nothing but the best for him.
Absolutely. It's so beautiful. Like,
yeah.
Even the pictures that come out, like, that you guys also take, the photography, and then to see even, like, the lighting and some of the backgrounds of this, like.
Thank you.
Frank.
No, really, it's so cool. I love some of the pictures, and I just, I appreciate all that stuff, and I love to look at it. There's some just like fun things, like, again, Synergy obviously is one of my biggest homes when it comes to independent wrestling, and it's just so let's talk a little bit about Synergy, because there's so much we could talk about here. Darren, let's talk this, okay? Me and Darren go back, obviously, with Ollie Podcast. We met in person so many times, but it was so cool to meet you with Kyle and have you have your music on the network, on everything, which is so great. But I mean, how does it also feel even to like see, never mind like AEW being it on, but even to like have your music playing at Synergy? Like, let's talk a little bit about that.
Darren, do you do music?
Do you do music?
When I'm not dodging chairs.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
And garbage cans. Yeah. I write music, and yeah, nice. It's just been crazy, and it's because of the No Holds Barred and, you know, the All Elite podcast that I got my music on AEW and Synergy, because Colin is a big fan of my music. And yeah, he wanted to have Enough Is Enough be the theme song for Heat Seekers, and he kept using it, so he can keep using it. I don't care. So I gotta give him some.
Have other really good songs too, Darren.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I recently did a MJF cover that's doing really well. So yeah, it has a feature on it. So yeah, things are going well. When I'm not doing that, I'm, like I said, dodging trash cans and stuff for GPW, and yeah, it's fun.
And hopefully making our next theme song, Darren.
Ooh.
I already have the chorus hook.
Oh, snap.
Oh, dude.
I already have it.
I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. The energy at Synergy is crazy, right? Like, yes. I take a little part of that.
Synergy was my first show when I started with as a cameraman. It was Synergy's Black Friday.
Yeah.
So it was like a little over a year ago. And I got kicked by Anthony Gangone.
Husband.
And they had like that six-way match. Yeah, I stepped on his foot and then he kicked me. So, yeah.
I mean, you kind of deserved it. He stepped on his foot.
Yeah,
I deserved it. Yeah.
See,
it's on you, man.
Darren's like, "Oh, I finally got to meet number one husband." He was like, "He's like, I got kicked." I was like, "Don't mess with husband."
Got real close.
Don't mess with husband. I can't.
Nah, Synergy is like so cool because it's like they've gotten so big.
Yeah.
Whether on Fight TV or IWTV, like they've gotten huge, and like there's people around the country that tweet about Synergy all the time. And their fan base has grown, and I feel like we're a small part because before us, they weren't like the biggest, but now they are. Yeah. And I feel like we're part of that. We're part of the Synergy family, and I like being part of something that got bigger.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's cool.
Yeah.
So thank you, Colin. Awesome.
So
Colin's the best.
Colin definitely deserves it too. Just like
Synergy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be, you know, they just announced, they're going to be in Tampa, and it kind of, you know, we're going to be in Alaska for WrestlePro doing the streams, but you know, at the same time, it's kind of like sad that we're not with Synergy, because again, they're also like we developed these relationships with WrestlePro, with Synergy, you know, Magic, like these companies that we've been with for so long, and then to see, like, you know, they're having these awesome big shows in Tampa, and you know, we're not going to be a part of it, but we're still doing something awesome in our eyes, you know, WrestlePro Alaska. We're, you know, we've been there, this is our third time going out, and we're looking forward to that, but definitely, you know, wish Colin and Synergy the best in Tampa, and we wish we could be there. Yeah. Sorry,
Colin's
going
to have a hell of a show.
Yeah.
We're having like an all-star show, basically.
I want to go.
Well, it's like his roster versus like the best of the indies, I think they're doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be nuts.
Awesome.
It's so great. But
are you going to with Jordan Oliver? He's going to fight himself?
Yeah.
Jordan Oliver versus Jordan Oliver in a 3-hour Iron Man match.
Oh, okay. I'm all for this.
Sign me up.
Okay. I'm for it. Like,
I don't know.
No, but it is great to, like, kind of feel like be part of it. Like, even, like, me, like, a little bit, like, you know, Colin letting me to be in the background, do podcasts with him, and April just wrote in the chat, she goes, shout out to Darren for always getting the best shots of us acting up.
I make it a point to do that.
I love it because I every time, like, I'm at Synergy, like, everybody, I get, like, a million tags on Twitter, and they're like, oh, I see Tiffany and April and blah, 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 and, like, all this, or hashtag Chop Ray, or whatever goes on with that. Like, I don't know how, like, Colin allows me to do all this crazy shit at the show, but...
It's because if Colin wasn't the owner, he'd be right next to you doing this.
Oh,
same
my
stuff.
God. When Yuta and Matt McIntosh had that match, and Colin literally, like, everybody was, like, wiling out by us. And of course, I got the blame for it, and it wasn't me. There was people around me, like, starting with Matt McIntosh with the Nookie song, and it wasn't me. And somehow I got blamed for it. And Colin was like, I got to babysit you guys. He was like, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. He was like, he's like, no, this is good wrestling right now. So he was like sitting with us as we were like acting a fool. And then of course, when I see you to start doing his bridge, I really go nuts because he's got such a beautiful bridge that I just have to like act a fool. But I act a fool with a lot of things like throwing streamers and hitting wrestlers in the face.
The streamers is my favorite part of Synergy.
Yeah, it was like nothing. And then it was like, okay. So I think what was funny is, what was it? The July show, was it? The GSI, was it? Yeah, men's GSI. So I threw a streamer at Casey, and she didn't even know it was me and April that were throwing the streamers. And that it was just like a point that... Every time Casey comes out, we have to throw a streamer. So to watch from the GSI to now, for the amount of streamers that Casey gets now, it's I take total blame for that, but she loves it. So I'm kind of sad because I told Colin today, I was like, with the tapings. So if you guys are doing this tapings, can you please throw some streamers at Casey for me in my honor?
I'm doing the tapings.
So
I literally will go to the dollar store and buy a bunch of streamers, and I'll gladly do it myself.
Please just do it in my honor because, like, I'm not going to be there for the taping. So, like, just do it in my honor. So
the streamers make it because, like, with the lighting and the cat, like, we know where to be with it now because, like, it's actually like a part of her entrance.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, she gets right on the center hard cam looking at her, the lights, and then the streamers just flying, and it looks like
it's cool.
It looks perfect.
It looks cool.
Yeah, and again, Xander's lighting, but you know, and then you guys throw in the streamers and everything all combined, one with the camera shots,
yeah,
and the streamers and the lighting, and it's just perfect.
It's beautiful. So. It's just a great experience. So, like, I always tell people, just bring streamers, and it's just, yeah, it's.
Yeah.
I think from like Black Friday, because that was my first show too at Synergy, you know, to like where it's at now, like now it's just like insane with streamers now, like everybody's bringing streamers, even like when Jordan Oliver won the belt, and like yeah, do it, like act up, be silly, like have fun, you know.
Absolutely.
Like
I mean, love streamers. Like if every show had streamers, I would be the happiest person alive because I love streamers. I think they make everything look cooler.
It does. It looks so cool. I think what's it called? Like Joey Silver out here at Full Faith Wrestling when he won the championship out there too. It was really cool because he had a bunch of his friends and family sitting. Like they were taking up like 50% of the place. And like I have that gift somewhere that I created of him getting killed with like a million streamers. So it's such a cool effect to see like all that. Like even like with Casey when she won the crown as well. So yeah, guys, bring streamers. Like this is why I always say, like, I love independent wrestling more because you can, at least you can do that. You know, you can see this at an independent show. So, but here I have a fan tweet from Good Cop Bad Cop. They said, with GoPro Wrestling being an anagram of glowing reports, what was the best praise you have seen for your organization?
Best praise.
Praise.
You don't get praise? Yes, you do.
Like we get praise, but like
it's all like, you know, like, oh, that camera angle looked really cool, or production team's doing great tonight. shout out to the cameraman doing the show for 24 hours. You know,
I think it's cool when like Kevin Matthews like shouts us out for like being the reason that we're live streaming from Alaska. I mean, like, that's
yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you know, if you're talking about our show, like the show we threw, I mean, I think the biggest praise was just the quality of matches that everybody enjoyed that we put on at our show.
First time, you know,
killed it. Yeah, I mean, we weren't coming out to be this like new organization or new wrestling company that, you know, runs every month or anything. We just wanted to throw a show with some of our, you know, favorite matches and people we wanted to see face each other in a ring. Like, we just really wanted it to be like a takeover style card and just have fun at it. Like, it wasn't like, you know, we had no stories really going into it. It was all, you know, a bunch of our friends did their last matches there before going to AEW, and you know, it was a cool night. It was just, you know, so if anything for the show, I'd say the praise of the quality of matches and our production again is like, you know, great job.
Yeah, people like, really like care until you mess up. No one cares about production, and like, that's fine.
That's not
like,
true.
I think the best compliment that we can get as a production crew is like when no one says anything about the show. That means like we did our job.
Okay. Yeah. If you think about it, yeah. Because then we don't have anything negative to say.
If there's no negative comments, I think we did our job perfectly fine.
Yeah, you should see me at shows. I'm always like, Frank, are you on the Twitter? Is anyone talking bad? Does anything sound good? I was like, tell me what we need to fix. What are people complaining about? And then he'll just be like, nothing. Or he'll be like, well, the guy's saying, I'm like, is it one guy or 30? He's like, one. I'm like, okay.
Aww.
It's one guy. It's usually like one person saying something, and we're just like, can't please everyone.
Yeah, if it's one person, chances are it's probably something with like your computer or your server or something. But like, if it's, you know, if like 50 people, like the sync issue with GCW, then we get it, you know, then we'll be like, oh, we got to fix that.
Yeah.
See, I see this comment from my friend Dave. Everybody's quick to be a critic. He's right. Everybody is quick to be a critic.
No, it's true. It's true. So
enjoy these compliments we're getting on our music videos, by the way. You should check them out. They're on Twitter. The Acclaimed.
Yeah.
Anthony Bowens or Max Caster, whichever one. Fantastic music videos.
Yeah, definitely, guys. That's go check that out. You guys are killing it. So is there going to be another Go Big or Go Home show? Like, is there going to be a second one in the future? Or was it like a one-time thing? Or
no, we're never going to do it again. No.
No?
Like, once, but like, it's, we can, obviously can't do it right now.
Right.
But like, when,
yeah,
if everything goes back to normal, eventually, yeah, we're definitely going to do another show. Because like, why wouldn't we want to do another NXT TakeOver version of our own?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we want to do it, but again, like the crowds, we gotta, we want a crowd there, and that's not to take away like from having like a limited seating, but you know, we're not trying to run TV tapings or, you know, shows every month. So to us, if we have to wait another year, then we'll just wait, and we'll do it when we can have a full house and have a good time with everybody.
Don't
I think like 75% of our first show is signed by someone,
yeah,
which is like the coolest thing ever.
That's gonna be like such a feeling to like watch that too, like to, you know, be friends with a lot of these guys and watch them grow and get signed. So like, who's been like some of your like favorites that you watch from like the beginning to like get signed to where they are now?
Well, he hasn't been signed, but Matt McIntosh is number one on my list every single time.
I love Matt McIntosh.
But he should be signed.
He should be signed. He definitely should be signed. I saw like you were posting tweets about that too. You were like, he should be signed. He should be signed. He should. Mm-hmm. He's that good. So
he's literally like the best unsigned wrestler, like in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's like a million other really good ones, but like Matt McIntosh is like, there's no weakness in his game, man. Love him.
Yeah. He's great to like.
But our favorite ones that we've worked with that have signed, like Anthony Bowens for sure, because he's been with working with us since the beginning. He's like been number one for like forever. Caster, obviously, because we love the show crew. Shout out to the show crew.
They'll all be there soon.
Bear Country.
Bear Country, yeah.
Bear Country is phenomenal, and we were so happy that they were both on our show.
TJ Crawford.
Oh my God, TJ Crawford is fucking man. I know Synergy Land. He's not the nicest human being, but he used to be a surfer, and he was a great guy when he was a beach bum. All right, he was a great guy, and then he got all Chicago.
You know, Nilo quickly became a really good friend of ours, and sure. Just super happy for everything that she's been able to accomplish. From, you know, before our show,
like randomly.
Yeah. Like at StarCast, we just got to like be friends and hang out and just, you know, it was awesome. And then she worked our show, and it was, again, the last show, that indie show. Man, there's so many that just.
Statlander?
Huh?
Chris Statlander. Yeah. Definitely is on our list.
Statlander, yeah.
Since
a lot
beginning.
Of the wrestler guys and girls, you know, we got to work with a lot of them from, you know, our beginning, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago. So they kind of
Sunny has to be on the list, because Sunny like has literally from like their first show that they ever did before I was even in the company, Sunny was working with them.
At ECPW.
Wow.
In Ridgefield Park. Full circle.
Oh man. So who should everybody like look out for? Like, I know you named like a couple, like in your opinion, like who should, you know, people be looking out for? Yeah.
I have a lot, because I like actually like, really enjoy watching like the younger people.
Right.
Who like build themselves up to be stars. Like, I think that's super cool. But like Create a Pro, they have Slade. Definitely keep your eye on Slade, because Slade scares the shit out of everyone that he's ever come across. Create a Pro, like Eric James, VSK, who hasn't been signed yet. At Magic, you have guys like Sebastian Cage, TJ, obviously, Darius Carter, who like,
oh my God, yes,
Darius Carter is literally the best heel in all of wrestling, and for whatever reason, it isn't on like big shows, and that like that's crazy to me.
And he could have the perfect tag team partner, Frank.
Oh, I know the perfect tag team partner for him. Won't spoil that one, but it's gonna be good.
Go big or go home too.
JT Dunn.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, I don't know why he's not signed.
JT Dunn should be like, he should literally be having a belt in his hands right now, like on a major company. I don't know like why that hasn't happened, but whatever. JT Dunn is the man. That's for sure. Like younger people from around here, like YDMB. All of those guys have like really built themselves up to be stars.
I think Saif should be another guy. Saif Al-Sabah is one of the like most talented people I've ever seen. What? Yeah, you're gonna see him Saturday.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited.
Keep an eye out for him, because he's a beast.
Incredible, absolutely incredible. Like the things he does and in that ring is just. I don't know how he does it. He's just so good. He's gonna be on. He'll be on every show I throw.
Yeah, like I've heard the name, so like I'm like really excited for this.
He was on GCW. I mean, if you scroll through the 25 hours, you're bound to find his match. I don't remember what it was. All the hours.
He went against. He went against Lee Moriarty.
Yes.
And why am I blanking?
Wasn't in like hour 3 or 4. It was early. Yeah, I'm
trying to remember. Like there was so much.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like that's why I always say it's hard to like keep up with everything. It's like impossible. Like I try and it's like it's just impossible with all the wrestling that's out there.
Of course I'm gonna throw him out again. Charles Mason, he's gonna be.
This is the year of Mason.
It is.
If he doesn't get really arrested for murder.
If he doesn't get arrested for murder, he's gonna be.
I can't like preach it enough of like this is definitely his year. Like I've been saying it,
I hope so.
And I'm so excited that like he finally made his debut at GCW, and it's like I love it that people are like, who is this Mason guy? Like, so I'm loving it.
You should add any House of Glory person to these lists, by the way. Like, any of them. Because they're all super good.
Yeah.
Like, all of them. Especially, like, Charles, Ken Broadway, Nolo.
Nolo. Yeah, I was just going to say Nolo Catano. Yeah. Main event.
Main event. Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite entrances.
I know. I love it. I just, oh, I go nuts. Like, I've seen, like, I've been there, like, front row live, like, a couple of times just to watch them. It's like, I just love them to death. And I, like, I always tell them, I was like, you guys are great. Like, it's so funny how you could kind of notice the style of wrestling. Like, I kind of know before, like, now, like, I'm in an independent wrestling, like, deeper the last, like, almost 2 years now, like, much deeper. And it's so funny, like, when I started going, like, a lot more and I would start noticing the style. So that's how, like, Joey Silver and, like, Charles Mason and, like, Main Event and Nolo Catano, you could just see the same style. And it was, like, House of Glory, you know? Like, I just knew it. Like, you're just trained by Red and, like, you're just, you could just see it. So I just love, and I had that conversation with Red. I had the honor to, like, chat with him for a little bit. And I was like, you make amazing protégés. Like, I just wanted to sit here and thank you for, like, what you do. You just see it. So I'm excited.
They go in like the same car. Like, yeah. They show up to shows together and they are all really good.
Yeah.
And shout out to Big Game Leroy, by the way.
Yeah.
Big Game. Love him.
Yes. Nope. Love him. It's so great. Like, a lot of the names that, like, you're bringing up, like, I've had on the No Holds Barred Network. So you're like JT Dunn and Joey Silver and Leroy and Charles Mason and TJ Crawford and Matt McIntosh. Like, a lot of these guys have been on the No Holds Barred Network. So it's, I'm glad that, like, you're bringing these names up here as well. So,
and if, like, anyone ever wants to see, like, really young, unknown people who are, like, are pretty good, you should go on our YouTube and go watch the Polyam cult parties that were run by
MB Young. Yes.
He, like, found some insane wrestlers from around the country that, like, I was like, who the hell is that? And I was like, yeah, like, ooh, like, I want to watch more of them. He had Facade on there. He had PB Smooth. He had Jody the Wrestler, who, like, Jody the Wrestler has, like, 85% of his fan base has never watched him wrestle, and he's still a good wrestler. My man can tweet his ass off. MV Young, like, I don't even include MV because MV is like a star. Like, he doesn't even need to be signed and he's still a star. Like, right. It's really, like, yeah, his own doing.
I love it.
You have all that MV, FE, Erica Lee, they were all awesome.
So
that
good.
90s chick, come on. That's the perfect gimmick.
Yeah. So
I was just watching Are You Afraid of the Dark? I mean, it's perfect.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Like, showing the age right now, like.
I know.
It's all good.
Come on, everybody watching this probably
watched. So Darren, so you guys got to go to H2O recently too. So Darren tweeted at me because he was like, "Light tubes are scary." Because I love light tubes. So you want to talk a little bit about,
like,
that? Yeah, like, so that was your first death match, right? At H2O?
H2O, and G Raver, he knocked into me. So if you go back and watch the show, they did where he tried to whip him into the corner and he got full on me in there. So but yeah, that was my first death match, and then Connor took this slack match, thank Christ. And yeah, I'm alive.
A little scary for you?
Yeah.
Trying to understand why I like it so much.
It looks nice for like a second, and then it's just,
oh yeah.
It looks
that glass
nice.
Like flies real fast, man.
It looks nice.
It does. Remember when they were hitting each other with light tubes? It like it flew up to the balcony at GCW.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the, like, we're, cause our production was set up and then below us was the ring, and all I see is like just light tubes flying up at us. I'm like, man, those
had like
the camera guys
for their laptop upstairs, and I was downstairs.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was wild. But Darren's gonna do the next GCW, definitely.
Yeah, all by himself.
Take care. Yeah, it's a no rope barbed wire match.
Oh, yep. Really?
Got him.
Yeah,
gonna be fine.
Oh, you'll be okay, Darren.
Maybe.
Just work.
Don't lie to him.
Yeah.
Maybe. And don't lie.
Oliver's gonna be on that show too, right? I think he's facing AJ Gray.
Oh, I think so. That will be a death match, though.
Oh. I know, but
it'll be okay. We'll get you like a little shield or something like that, or
goggles.
Yeah, we'll get you some goggles. You know, you'll be.
I think Connor actually asked for it last time. I was like, "Can I get goggles?"
He needs them.
Okay, so what's the for all you guys? What's like the dream, like, you know, that you have it filmed or you know, in photography or audio? Like, what is like the dream? Like, maybe a match you want to see, or maybe a style that you'd love to be a part of that hasn't happened yet.
I want to film in Japan.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I was going to say, like, the exploding ring match in Japan. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, to, any of that.
Yes.
I want to do it.
Darren's like, just sign me up. I'll go with these guys. So Japan.
Yeah,
that would be great. Be awesome. Oh man, yeah. Imagine like, the big dream. Imagine like GCW like goes back to Japan, and like you guys could be a part of that. Oh, am I like hitting on something on that? Like, did I just like nail?
I wish. I mean,
can you just make sure like
Hey Breck, go back to Japan.
Can you make sure like Ryan's okay and Ryan doesn't die, because like Ryan's always getting killed at all these shows, getting tossed around. Poor Ryan, shout out to you. One of the best refs around
and
in wrestling.
Ryan's the Energizer ref.
Yes.
And he's just gonna start taking bumps and live with it. It's gonna be fine. This is it's part of the gig.
I love it.
I think Japan. Yeah, definitely Japan, man. I said to Frank the other night, I want to go to Australia, and he was like, no, the fucking spiders, man.
No?
I'm terrified of spiders. But to go to Australia and film, that would be awesome. Like, come on.
Do I want to see a kangaroo in real life? Absolutely. But, like, those spiders are very big, and I want nothing to do with that.
Just carry a can of spider killer spray.
We'll get you some raid or something. We'll
not be very effective against these spiders. These spiders are like Pokemon size.
Okay. Like, catch them. Throw a Pokeball or something. I don't know.
I'm done. Get a Pokeball. I'm done. Oh my god. All right. So Japan's where the bucket list over there. So, but you guys like traveled like all over the place, like even like you were talking about like Alaska and stuff.
Three times.
My goodness, like how exciting! So how is it like different from like the states, like the
it's
like
beautiful.
The tri-state, like it's freezing.
Well, like this time it's gonna be cool because this time we're all like bringing like our girlfriends and wives, so mm-hmm. it's gonna be a lot different, and we get to explore more because we have more time this time.
Right.
So that's gonna be sick. So we're. I'm definitely seeing a moose this time. That's number one on that list. Mm-hmm. And number two, I want to see a whale.
Oh.
And, you know, like, wrestling can come after. But, like, obviously those are the most important parts. And a glacier.
We're going to glacier. We're going to do a glacier tour. We decided on it.
Make sure you tape that. Like, I'd love to see some clips of that. So.
Oh, there'll be clips.
I definitely want to see. Oh, I'm going to have to live through you guys.
We have something planned.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I'm ready for this.
Alaska is awesome. I think you'd love it. I think anybody would love it.
How's the food?
Same as here.
Yeah.
No different.
Nothing.
It's just a really big.
Get to try reindeer.
Well,
there's a place called Gwenny's in Anchorage, which is like the best food, and they have reindeer burgers, and that's where Frank had his reindeer burger. So O'Neill and I make fun of him for eating a reindeer burger.
That's right. They all make fun of me because I love Applebee's a lot. And that's totally fine, but like reindeer burgers are delicious.
No, okay. It's hey Frank, where do you want to go? Applebee's? No, Frank, we don't want to go to Applebee's again.
Applebee's is the greatest fast food restaurant that has ever existed.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, but if you're gonna go somewhere completely different, right? Like there, you have to go to like something of that place. Like,
well, so we were in Chicago.
Okay.
We were in Chicago for StarCast and. Where everyone's like, oh, deep dish pizza, 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 go get pizza. And we're like, there's an Olive Garden literally 30 feet across the street. And we went to Olive Garden every day.
What?
Instead of going to like pizza. Yep. Just
We completely avoided the pizza places. We went to Olive Garden And then when we wanted to go to like a really, really fancy dinner, we went to Cheesecake Factory.
I want to like smack you guys right now because it was like I was there too. I mean, I ran into you guys.
It's not gonna be better in New York, so it's fine.
You know,
I. In our... No, wait a minute. How can you not go to Chicago and at least try the pizza? And listen, I'm a New Yorker, and like I'll fight anybody to the death that like New York has the best pizza. Yeah, that thick Queens accent that I have, that Queens Italian accent. Okay, but. Like, and it was just funny because, like, when I got to go there, and, like, I got made fun of course, like, the waitress sat with us. So it was me, my friend Datila from California, Jesse, oh, God, where's Jesse live? I forget where he lives. And then Maria, who does all the fan art, you know, in for AW. Yes. So we got to go and sit there. We sat there with the waitress. We're like, all right, try to guess where we're all from, you know? So, but how can you not? That was like one of my bucket lists is even before AEW, I wanted to go to Chicago because I wanted to try the pizza because you always hear this battle of like Chicago up against New York, right? And York. I'm one of the, of course, like I'm a New York. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to be like, New York has great pizza and is one of the best pizza. Like you have like these other things that taste like stale and plastic and God knows what else it tastes like everywhere else. But I have to say like, it wasn't bad. Like, for what I had, like, I would go back and eat it.
So what I will say in our defense, at first I want to say, what's up, Ref Bill? I see you saying what's up in the chat. So Ref Bill is best ref in the world. Love him. But in our defense, we were working so much that for us to get in a car and drive and get pizza or get anything was kind of difficult, you know, because we had to be certain places at certain times. So Olive Garden literally being across the street was easy for us to walk.
I can't with you guys. I drove. I rented a car and I drove. I was like, get in the car. I'm going to drive. I said, put it in the damn GPS. I was not even 10 minutes away from a really good like Chicago pizza. So like, you're not getting away with this. So you have to like at least try it the next time that you guys go to Chicago. All right. How about this? The next time that AEW's in Chicago, okay? Because like, I think Kyle's gonna, Kyle, if you're in the chat, because I know he just messaged me now or whatever like that, hopefully Kyle will come down. So I will drive you guys. How about that? I will rent a car again, and I will drive, and then we'll find one, and you guys have to try it. You gotta at least try it, you know?
We'll try it.
You have
it's
to
not
try
that we
it.
Didn't want to try it though. Again, it
you didn't
like,
want
no.
to try it. You're like, no, we went to Olive Garden every day. It was across the street.
It was.
Olive
we had
Garden
to...
was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
It was AJ Styles. Like it was AJ Styles. It was phenomenal. Like what the heck?
It was the AJ Styles of going to places to eat in Chicago.
I can't.
We had like a 45-minute break to like get food. We had, you know, we were there from 8 a.m. to like 2, 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, we have this hour. Let's go get Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And we had barbecue from the ODB food truck.
Mm-hmm. We did. Yes.
Yes, that was like right outside, right? The StarCast. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, right.
So if you want us to buy something, you have to park right outside a venue.
Oh, God.
That's how we'll buy something from you.
That's as far as we
went. The only way it works. Otherwise,
we wanted to go like for Wrestling Tees, but it was so far away, and we were just like, nah.
I know. It was like a pain, but I did that like when I got off the flight. I went there first, and then I did all the StarCast stuff. I was like, okay. I was like, I had to meet the Young Bucks because I wanted to do the Matt autograph. So they were there. So it was like, I made sure I got a flight in early. I got my car and then I drove over there and I waited there a couple hours. So it was fun. But yeah, it was like an hour, I think, away from where StarCast was. So it was a little bit.
It was far, yeah. I was hoping that we were going to have some like, they were going to be like, hey guys, we need to go film something over at Pro Wrestling Tees for this. It never happened. Aww. It was all StarCast. But I was hoping that would have happened so we could get to go to Pro Wrestling Tees and not have to wait in like a 50-hour line to get in or something.
Yeah,
you know?
The line was like long. And then I heard for like the one with Kenny Omega too, what they did is like you did the photo and then if you wanted the autograph, you had to go back online or something. Oh. That's what I was told. That's what Maria had told me. And that she had to like take her flight back to Denmark, which was like 13 hours. And so she was like, oh, I'm only going to do the photo. And then like she's like split after that. So, but Starcast was cool. And then again, Starcast, like I saw you guys. Yep. And even when I went down to Maryland.
Were you at all of them or?
No, I went to the one in Chicago and then I went to the one in Baltimore. So okay. Full Gear. So I was at that one. So Kyle wanted to go down for Full Gear. And I was like, oh, if you're going to go, then I said, I have to go because it's only podcast. And that's where me, Kyle, and Darren finally met face to face in person. At that one little restaurant, the one little diner that was like inside the hotel. And like me and Kyle didn't want to like leave the hotel because it wasn't safe anywhere.
Did we harass you for videos?
Did you harass me for food?
For videos, you know, we were going up to like old fans and just running around with camera, like, hey guys, you want to tell us why you like Starcast?
No, you guys must have not liked me enough. Like, how rude! Like, I feel attacked right now. Like,
I'm pretty sure I filmed you filming Brandon Cutler.
Oh, Brandon Cutler, yes, I love Brandon Cutler. That's my boy. Like, Kyle and me love him so much. One of the most sweetest guys. Got to talk to him on the podcast and then to like mark out with Cutler footage and got to chat there with him and make fun of MJF because MJF was like right there and like just bothering, like cursing people out and stuff. And so we were just hanging out with Brandon Cutler.
Make fun of.
Yeah. So we were just having a ball with Brandon Cutler, just like making fun of MJF down there, but watching him do all that stuff. But
he's such a good guy.
Yeah. If it's so funny. I go back to MJF being in the indies of like SWA out here in Deer Park, Long Island, to watch him, you know. So like for me, again, like as a fan, so even with you guys like being behind stage, so even me being a fan and heckling the shit out of MJF, like when he was like 18. It's pretty cool to like see where these guys land up. But yeah, that's great. But
he's a sweet guy. He's a really sweet guy.
He's such a nice guy.
You should tell him that he's like the sweetest human you've ever met. It like brands up his day. It brings sunshine to his day.
I went to a Creative Pro with a couple of friends and it was so funny. One of my friends was so scared to like meet him and I was like, just go up to him. I was like, who cares? I said if he says anything to me, I said I'm just gonna go tell him to go fuck himself. I was like, because that's the typical New Yorker in me, you know. I was like, I don't give a shit. Like I give no shit, right? So it was so funny. I was dying there that he was like, okay. So he was gonna sign the autograph for my friend. He's like, what's your name? He was like, oh, Dipshit. And then he like signed it to Dipshit from MJ. Like, I'll never forget that. And like the guy was like, oh my god, Tiffany, he signed it Dipshit. I'm like, relax. Like, it's the gimmick. Like,
that's what he does.
It's it's just
he did gimmick. It at Starcast.
I wouldn't call that a gimmick. It's the nickname his family gave him when he was little, so you know he likes to spread the love around.
Yeah. Kyle's in the chat. He said, your champ is here. Cutler footage. Also, Maria was amazing. Oh, Melina. Yes, me and Kyle are sitting talking to Melina because we wanted to come and pet her dog. So
yeah, she just
we were just having a whole conversation. We didn't even like want to go take pictures or anything like that. We were just like, we just had a whole like 10-15 minute conversation with her about her dog. And then like, we were just talking about dogs. We were showing pictures of our dogs. It's a great thing. I think anybody who's afraid to go up and do meet and greets, they should just do it. And I get it because I think I was like that too, like nervous to go up and chat with people. But
it's intimidating.
Yeah, like I got over that. I will throw anybody under the bus now. So I'll drag people. Like, come meet this person. Like, I love just throwing people under the bus. It's great. I pulled people to go meet people. I've had it that shout out to Jewel. I always bring her up how John Wayne Murdoch, that she was so afraid to meet him, and I pulled her and he was like watching me pull her. I'm like, she's so afraid to meet you. And she's like, no, I'm gonna cry. I'm like, no. She's
I'd be afraid to meet G Raver, to be honest.
Oh man.
Really?
He's so nice though. He's like the
Have
nicest.
You seen his contacts?
Yes.
Yeah, I had like a long conversation with him. I feel like it was at H2O actually.
Kyle's talking about Abaddon. in the chat. That's you Abaddon. Know, lost his bet with me. He has to meet her if there's ever a meet and greet. So Frank, like, you know, you got to make sure like you're there when this happens, so like you can capture this footage of Kyle meeting Abaddon with me, like, because it needs to like be out be there good. Because he's gonna be scared, and he lost the bet with me. So
is he gonna cry?
Yeah, he's gonna cry. He's gonna run. So like, you guys are gonna have to help me like make sure that that doesn't happen. Because he lost the bet and he has to meet her.
Okay. he said,
know people.
I can't. All right.
Let the man be intimidated. Come on.
He will. He said he'll meet her. He'll meet her. Okay. So I want, you know, because I guess we're gonna close up soon. But I want one of your best road trip stories with you guys.
Hmm. Oh. Yeah, I wish my memory was this?
Road trips?
Yeah.
Do we have road trips?
Really? I have like really bad memory. I don't remember a lot.
Nothing? Nothing comes to mind?
Remember any road trips?
Damn.
Like that we can talk about?
Oh. Trying to get me canceled?
Oh, in the last
cancel Tiffany.
I literally, like, the greatest story that I have is that in Alaska, for whatever reason, they have boxing and kickboxing matches in the middle of shows. And literally, I'm standing there watching a kickboxing match with Swoggle, Brian Myers, and Joey Janela. And we are just mind blown that this is happening in front of us. Oh, this guy was smiling, getting punched in the stomach. This isn't like a wrestling match. This is my man was getting punched and kicked in the face. And he was just like loving every second, and Swoggle thought it was the greatest thing that's ever happened in the world. And I just loved standing next to him because he brought the best energy ever. Right. But that's pretty much all I can remember because I don't remember road trips. Do you remember road trips? Because I can't remember any.
I mean, no, I don't think we don't have any. I don't want to. There's like no good ones. Like,
damn.
What, I mean, we have like
nothing. Like, you can't give me anything.
We're very professional.
Like, I feel like, you know, there's a little bit of baloney there. They're like hiding like a good story that they don't want to like give me. Like,
hey, Mike, do you remember that hotel in Boston?
I mean, that was crazy. No, it wasn't like that's bad. No, we were doing something for I guess I'll tell it. Okay. So we were doing it was AEW. It was week two of TV, I think, Frank, or three.
Yeah.
And we went out to Boston/Quincy, Massachusetts. I don't know if you've ever been to Quincy. And sorry for anybody who's in Quincy or lives in Quincy, but it's a real shithole, to say the least. And they put us in this hotel. Nice hotel, right? And we're looking out the window after, like, getting and checking in. And there had to be, what, maybe, like, 100, Frank? 100, like, legit, like, crackheads and people shooting up in the street.
Freaking us out, man.
Right outside our hotel window, and
we didn't turn this TV on not once.
We didn't. We just started filming them, and they were fighting.
This guy was like in love with this pole at one point, and like,
yes.
Who are we to turn away from this love story?
Oh.
Like,
it was good hours. Drama. And then we go outside to get food, and we're like, where can we get food, basically? And then we see them start walking towards us, and we think they're going to ask us for, like, money or something. And literally, we look to our right, and there's, like, this Chinese place. We're like, yep, we're going in there. And we just went into the Chinese place that was attached to the hotel because we were terrified of for where they put us. And I remember the next day, we were like, don't ever put us there again, please.
Oh, no. I felt like that with Kyle at Full Gear. Like,
it was a really bad hotel. Like, the hotel was nice, but around it was the worst I've ever been.
Yeah.
In my life. And
oh my God. Oh, okay.
They scared us. They did. They really terrified us.
All right. So like when we go back to Chicago, we have this like Chicago pizza. Like we'll have a really good road trip story because we'll bring Kyle and we'll bring Abaddon and then we'll go have some pizza.
Yeah, I mean, like we travel. Like we went to Alaska. Yeah, I mean, we went to Alaska. We literally flew in, did the show, and then the next morning flew out. So it wasn't like we had any time to like do anything or you know.
All right.
Have any craziness at that time.
That's okay. So next time.
StarCast Las Vegas was just fun, but we didn't get a chance to like, and a lot of times it's like we're doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't have time to go out. Although we did go out in Las Vegas, Frank, if you remember, and we had the worst. What was it? Oh man, Frank, what was the place we ate in Las Vegas? Where we cooked it ourselves.
Hibachi? Oh, not hibachi. The
no.
Oh my god.
Korean. Yes.
The Korean barbecue. We went with Josh Chernoff and Calvin, his camera guy, and we all went out to get it. It was like 12 o'clock, and it was. At 12 o'clock at night after working for like 12 hours, I didn't want to have to cook my own food. So needless to say, we weren't having a good time. And the waiter was giving Josh such hard problems because Josh wanted just sushi. And the waiter was like, if you eat any meat, you will have to pay for the food. And he was yelling at Josh. It was crazy. And Josh was like, I'm not going to eat any meat. I just want my sushi.
Oh, no.
But I think Frank froze again.
Frank, did you freeze again? It's a good picture of him, though.
I'm going to screenshot that one, too.
Oh god. Poor Frank. Wow. With all the technical issues we got going on here, he just, you know.
Frank is screenshotted.
There he is. There he is. That Taco Bell Wi-Fi. You hanging out with Alex Zane? Hanging out with Alex Zane a little too much.
Unreal.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's you know, go to like one final question I have you guys, and then we'll wrap this up. So what are the goals for 2021 for you guys?
Ooh. I think we're missing a couple companies that we haven't worked with.
Like, you have like some thoughts on your head for that?
Impact. Definitely haven't worked with Impact yet.
Yeah, we definitely love to do some stuff there. I definitely would like, you know, we've gotten to do some work, obviously, with AEW and Caster and Bowens. I'd like to expand on that as well and do more videos with other up-and-coming talent. You know, I'm not asking for, like, Jericho, but, you know, the newer guys that we've, you know, got to work with on the indies, do some videos there. And then also, you know, there's some other companies around the country that I'd like to work for. Someone in California, hit us up.
Oh, please. Seriously.
I mean, our biggest goal is to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Maybe. So hopefully the world lets us fly.
Yes. Can, like, the world go back? Like, can we please?
Another goal is definitely like, for us to, like, get hired. By like a company so we could do this full time, because you know, like that'd be great.
Well, you guys are killing it. You guys are definitely killing it. Like, again, like you're getting more like known out there, which is great. And like, I can't thank you guys enough for everything that you do for us well. So I appreciate
that.
So Darren, you got any goals too, part of this, or
not to work for Deathmatch?
Well, I did.
He did that already. Yeah. You know.
Now it's just like just doing more of filming with these guys, like getting hired would be great. You know, working with some more companies. I would love to get like MJF to be in a music video for the cover that I did. I think that would be really cool. I don't think he would do it, but it's a bucket list.
He's a really sweet guy. We can just ask him, Darren.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see.
Might have to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just get Rosie O'Donnell to ask him.
That's true. But yeah,
you are my sunshine.
just keep releasing music and keep filming and doing, you know, music and wrestling. That's what I love. So
there you go. So
I can't believe I learned Darren does music. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Does he?
New every day. It's so weird.
Does he? Oh, who's been?
Do you play the bass guitar? What do you play? The flute?
I play guitar and I sing. Here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Okay. You sing?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Prove it right now.
Well, what do you want me to sing?
You are my sunshine.
I knew that was coming.
Do I have to do it like MJF?
No.
Yeah, the arm okay. Swinging and everything.
All right, live on the Holds Barred Network. Darren.
But yeah, I don't want MJF to get mad because I want him to be in that video. So I'm not
good
gonna
save.
I'm gonna... Politely decline. Yeah. Also, like, work with AEW again with music. Mikey Ruckus is super awesome, and I hope that I get to work with him again in the future.
Yeah, that's so great. It's
you.
It's been great. Like I said, like watching you guys and being part of you know, just watching you guys grow and see everything that you're a part of. Like, I appreciate it again. Like, I can't thank you guys enough. Like, I really can't. Like. I thank everybody, but like, you know, thank you guys for everything that you do. I don't think a lot of people realize like everything you guys do. So, but actually, especially me who physically have seen it at shows and know you guys personally, like, you know, again, thank you. And, you know, I can't wait to see what comes of the future 48-hour show. and I better get some front row tickets for if you do another show, like,
oh, sure.
Because bring I'm coming. I will bring, like, I will go on Amazon and I will buy, like, 5 packs of, like, 48 streamers. Like, I literally, yeah. Like, I have to buy that many now when I go to, like I have to buy sure. So much off, like, Amazon. Now, guys, like, if you want to buy streamers and bring it to a show, don't go to the dollar store. No, go on Amazon. Okay, go on Amazon. Like, I had ones that people were actually saying to me that they were pretty colors. Like, I found, like, these really bright purple ones at one of the last Synergy shows, and people were going, where did you find this one? And then I saw people trying to keep the streamers after.
Right. Like that.
And
as soon as we announce our show and tickets go on sale, I'll give you our PayPal to send the money for tickets.
Yes, just like DM me before you put some. Yes, please. Because
and
I will.
If Ryan T still in the chat.
I don't know.
If Ryan T still in the chat. If they're doing the streamers, throw them on Sam's side because every time he puts them on my side, and then by like the fourth match, I'm like tripping over them. So if he can just put them on Sam's side, because that would be hilarious.
Listen, I can't help where I get put to sit. Okay, just so you know, like I can't believe like in front of me, and I've taken pictures and proved this on like. Like, I post on Twitter of, like, the mess that goes on. It's always in front of me. Like, it's always in front of me, though.
They aim for you.
They do. Like, I mean, that's where all the action happens is between me, Ray, and April. And now we got, like, we have, like, a little group going on now and everybody that, like, sits with us. And it's crazy.
Brad.
So, yeah, I love the Brad, my best friend, yeah. Brad, and my goddaughter and Margaret and. Shout out to Faith and Tiv and like, oh my God, the Viking guys, like you guys are great. And
there's a Viking fan. Like yeah. how nuts is that?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of them. And you know, they've been sitting with us and we're really loud and all the streamers that are in front of us and even see the wrestlers get thrown into the streamers on the floor. And Xander's also brought me back streamers. He's like, oh, this one didn't really get entangled, so like you can reuse this for the next show. Like, so shout out to you guys.
Way to go, Xander.
Saving your money. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I love it. So, guys, like, go ahead, like, tell everybody where they can find you if they want to like follow you, on social and all that fun stuff.
We could let Frank do that since he's a social
pro wrestling, spelled just like that. GoPro Wrestling on Twitter, Facebook. Instagram, Twitch, YouTube,
TikTok.
I don't know, whatever other social media platform you want, we're probably on it. Maybe
or
Pinterest.
TikTok.
We're gonna start being on Pinterest. Yeah. TikTok. TikTok's big. We're big TikTokers. No. We don't do any dancing.
Damn it.
But there.
You're gonna have to start doing that now.
He's right.
Well, actually,
The only channel that's a different name is our Twitch is Go Professional Wrestling, you know, because that had to be different. If you want me to game on there, I can convince Mike and O'Neill and Darren to play games with me, and we can start doing Twitch stuff. But, like, I really, we're almost at Twitch affiliate, so, like, help us out.
Yes.
I don't know what it means, but I want it. and then you can follow Darren at This Wolf, right? Is that how it is?
Yeah, This Wolf Media. Yep, This Wolf Media everywhere, pretty much. But yeah, and also when WWE 2K22 comes out, I know we're gonna have the GoPro Championship. It's gonna happen. We have the 24/7 championship.
I have the belt in my car. I'm still the champion. I don't care what anyone says.
And my Ben Roethlisberger jersey.
I do. If anyone ever wants to take a claim on our 24/7 championship, just let me know. I probably won't let you pin me, but like you can pin one of them.
It's not me. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you this weekend.
That belt is open for anyone. We've had a baby win it. We've had MV Young win it. Like that thing is available. All right.
I'm coming for it this weekend. Letting you guys know. I'm coming for it.
Who's a champion now?
Who's a champ?
It's in my car, so I'm saying.
I'm just gonna take it out of your car, and I'm the champ.
I think that's how it works.
Okay, there perfect. Are no rules. Okay, cool. So just so you guys know, I'll be the new champion this weekend. So there'll be plenty of pictures and.
Make sure we get it on video. That's all I'm.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my camera.
It's crazy.
And we're gonna get it on video. Then you know, and then maybe I'll get them to do a dance with me on Saturday. We'll be a TikToker, a dancer. We'll do some.
It has
sort
to be
of...
choreographed, right? Like a boy band.
Frank vs. Tiffany dance off on TikTok.
Yes, let's do this.
Bow.
Yes, I'm all for this. We're gonna do. Are we gonna drop it down low? We're gonna do it the Busset challenge or something like that.
We're gonna like need some ice after.
Ice. Mike, you're in charge of ice. Okay.
I got ice. All right,
cool.
You're Dr. Scholes, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to put that in my shoes for sure.
I love it.
Honestly, thank you, Tiffany, for having us.
Of course. Thank you
for having us. It was actually a blast.
You guys
I was
are
nervous
great.
For live.
No, don't be nervous.
I don't want to say anything.
You're fine. So, but anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching the No Holds Barred Network with another series of Under the Ropes. Again, I'm your host, as always, the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany. And we'll return back soon. Make sure you're following all the social network, the No Holds Barred Network on Twitter to find out what's going on next. All Elite Podcast is back this Thursday at 7 p.m. We have a special guest, Maria. She'll be joining me and Kyle and all that fun stuff. So, guys, make sure you stay safe, support independent wrestling, and all that fun stuff. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.